麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are so glad you tuned in.
非常开心你收听今日的天路导向。
Thank you for following this series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
非常开心你能够一直收听有关十诫的系列信息。
I am sure that you have noticed how all relationships have become more shallow of recent years.
我相信你已经留意到在这些年来呢，人和人的关系越来越浅薄，越来越表面化。
People no longer love each other sacrificially.
在人群当中牺牲的爱已经消失了。
Family members turn on each other.
家庭成员经常彼此针对。
The model of modern day relationships has become what's in it for me.
当代人际的关系的座右铭变成了我里面有什么好处先。
We have more knowledge about the dynamics of relationships than any other time in history.
我们对历史上面呢，我们比他们任何时期都了解人际关系当中的相互作用原理。
But our relationships are more selfish than any other time in history.
但是我们的人际关系比历史上面任何的时期都更加自私自利。
The order of the Ten Commandments will help us understand this modern day problem.
今天十诫的命令其实是会帮助我们明白现在的问题。
The order of the Ten Commandments is God's way of telling us why and when relationships can become shallow.
上帝藉着十诫的命令告诉我们为什么和什么时候人际关系会变得淡薄。
Each commandment is like a floor in a building. Each one is built upon the other.
每一条的诫命就好像建筑物上面的一层楼，它们是每一层搭着一层的。
But above all, they are built on a solid and strong foundation.
但是从根本上面去讲呢，所有的楼层都要有一个很坚固、很稳定的地基。
Without a solid foundation, a building cannot stand.
没有一个坚固的地基，一座建筑物就没办法动在这里。
Without a strong foundation, a building will collapse at the first sign of trouble.
没有坚固的地基，一旦出现问题，整栋楼就会倒下来。
The reason why relationships between people are crumbling today,
为什么今日人和人的关系这么不堪一击呢？
Is because we have moved away from the foundation.
原来是因为我们偏离了根基啊。
Without a solid foundation, relationships will collapse.
如果我们没有一个坚固的根基，关系就会崩溃。
And that is why God began His Ten Commandments with the importance of the foundation.
这个就是点解上帝在十诫里面首先强调根基的重要性。
He tells us we must learn to honor him before we can honor anybody else.
在里面上帝告诉我们听，我们一定要懂得尊重上帝，然后才懂得尊重其他人。
If we do not know how to honor God,
如果我们不懂得怎样去尊重上帝，
we are incapable of fully loving God.Anybody else?
我们也都不懂得怎样去充分地爱其他人。
God is saying that if the foundation is missing,
上帝的意思是说，如果我们缺少了根基，
sooner or later the building will collapse.
整栋楼最终都会倒的。
And that is why he only comes to the fifth commandment after he had given us the first four.
这个就是为什么他为我们提供了前面四条命令之后才给第五条诫命我们。
Honoring your father and mother would not make sense if it came before you shall have no other God before me.
当孝敬父母这条诫命，如果出现在除了我以外你不可以有其他的上帝之前，是不合情理的。
The fifth commandment would not have meant anything if it came before, you shall honor my name above all else.
第五条诫命，如果出现在你要荣耀我的名在一切之上的前面，是没有意义的。
What does it mean to honor your parents?
当孝敬父母其实是什么意思呢？
The word honor in the original language means heavy.
孝敬或者尊重这个词在原文的意思是沉重的意思。
What does God mean by heavy?
上帝说沉重又是说什么呢？是不是说这段关系很沉重呢？
He is saying to give weight to your relationship with your parents.
原来上帝是说你和父母的关系是很沉重，是有很重的分量。
He is saying, show deep respect for your parents.
上帝的意思是你要给你父母有高度的尊重。
He is saying, view your parents as a treasure and a gift from God.
上帝是说将父母看成上帝所赐的财富和礼物。
Now, of course, this command changes depending on the age of the children.
当然，应用这条命令是要根据子女的年龄的不同有所改变。
Its application for young children is different than its application to independent adults.
它对青少年人的应用是不同于独立自主的成年人的。
Today, I want to speak to two groups of people.
今天我想跟两组人都谈一下。
First, I want to talk to young children and young adults.
首先是青少年和年轻的成人。
All of those who are financially dependent on your parents are to obey your parents.
那些在经济上面依靠父母的都应该听从父母的说话。
Both in Colossians and Ephesians, the Apostle Paul gave this message to the children.
在哥罗西书和以弗所书这两卷书里面，使徒保罗都给子女是传达一个的信息。
He said, obey your parents, for that's right.
他说你们作儿女的要在主里面听从父母，没错的。
The only time that you do not obey your parents if they ask you to commit sin against the living God.
如果父母要求你去犯罪，去得罪永生的上帝的话，你可以不服从的。
Otherwise, you obey them all of the time.
否则，其他时候你都要服从父母。
Young people, I have four helpful suggestions to you.
各位的年轻朋友，我想送给你四条好有用的建议。
Number one,
第一条，
be patient with your parents' weaknesses.
对你父母的软弱要有耐心。
If your parents make mistakes, be understanding and quietly set an example.
如果你的父母犯了错的话，你要理解他，并且静鸡鸡地做出榜样。
Number two,
第二样嘢，
encourage your parents to talk to you about their problems.
你要鼓励你嘅父母同你讲一讲佢哋嘅难处。
Keep in mind the stress that comes with working hard to provide for their family.
要记住，父母为供养家人嘅需要而辛勤工作，佢哋系承受紧好大嘅压力噶。
Number three,
第三样嘢。
If your parents do something that you think is wrong,
如果你的父母做了一些你认为错的事，
tell them that you dislike their behavior, but do not turn your anger toward them.
你要告诉他你不喜欢他这样做，但是你不要发他的脾气。
Number four,
第四样东西，
above all, pray for your parents.
最重要就是要为父母去祷告。
They may seem confident on the outside, but they feel weak on the inside.
其实很多时候父母在外面看起来很自信，但是内心却是很软弱。
They need God to get them through these difficult years.
他们需要上帝的帮助，让他们度过这些特别艰难的岁月。
Kids, try these helpful suggestions and see if they work, and then write to me and let me know.
子女，如果你是了解这些有益的建议，希望你试一下，看看有没有用，并且写信给我，让我知道。
Why am I telling you these things?
为什么我要这样跟你讲呢？
Because children who are trained at a very early age in the joy of obeying their parents,
因为那些在幼年受到训练并且高兴地听从父母的子女，
they will have no difficulty obeying the Lord.
他们在顺服上帝这个层面就不会那么难了。
Children who at very early age have learned to submit to their parents' authority,
而且在幼年的时候已经学会了服从父母主权的子女，
They will have no difficulty submitting to God's authority.
他们在顺服上帝的主权里面都不会很难了。
And that is why the Bible said to fathers, do not exasperate your children, but train them.
因此圣经说你们作父母的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒去养育他们。
Train them not only in words, but in example.
不单只是用言语去教导他们，更加重要的就是以身作则。
How do parents do this?
那你说究竟父母应该怎样做呢？
When a child sees his or her parents living in obedience to their heavenly father,
当一个子女看到自己的父母的生活是怎样顺服天父的，
they will learn to obey their heavenly father too.
他们也都会学习去顺服天父。
Children are watching their parents to model their example.
子女是会观察并且模仿父母的榜样的。
And children who are trained to obey their parents will grow up to obey their heavenly father.
而且子女去接受训练的时候，他们服从自己的父母的时候，他们长大了之后就会懂得怎样去顺从他们的天父。
The fifth commandment is very clear.
第五条诫命是很清楚的。
Children, obey your parents so that you may live long in the land.
你们作儿女的当孝敬父母，让你的日子在耶和华你的上帝所赐给你的地上面得以长久。
Now, I need to give you an explanation here.
现在我想为你提供一个解释。
Living long does not necessarily mean old age.
日子长久不一定是指长寿的。
There are wonderful obedient children who die young.
有些好好好顺服的子女却是英年早逝。
So it doesn't necessarily mean old age.
所以它不一定是指你会很长命的。
That is why I want to explain to you this expression of living long.
所以我想为你特别解释一下什么叫日子长久啊。
It is an expression which means that you would experience the fullness of God's blessing.
它意味着你会经历上帝赐福的丰富。
That you would experience the abundant life.
你会经历到丰盛的生命。
That you will experience prosperous fulfillment in your life.
你会经历到生命兴旺的应许实现。
That you will experience a joyful contentment in your life when you honor and obey your parents.
当你孝顺和顺服父母的时候，你会在生活里头经历喜悦和满足。
Listen to what Proverbs 3:1 and 2 says.
请你听下箴言第三章一到二节是怎样讲的。
My son, don't forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart.
我儿，你不要忘记了我的法则。你亦都要谨守我的诫命。
For they will prolong your life and bring you prosperity.
因为佢必定将长久嘅日子、生命嘅年数同埋平安加俾你。
Now I want to speak to the adult sons and daughters about their relationship with their parents.
而家我想话俾成年嘅子女听，究竟你应该点样看待你同父母嘅关系呢？
When you are no longer dependent on your parents, the relationship changes from obedience to respect.
当你不需要再依赖父母的时候，你就会从听从变成了尊敬。
It changes from obedience to esteem.
由听从变成了尊重。
Some of you, for one reason or another, do not feel that you can honor your parents.
有些人出于某些原因就觉得自己不能够再孝敬自己的父母了。
Some of you may have experienced hurt and lack of love from your parents.
有些人可能经历过父母的伤害，并且缺乏了父母的爱。
And every time you think about this, you become angry.
而且每次想到这些的时候，你就会很怒。
And because of this negative past, you feel that you can never honor your parents.
而因为这些负面的经历，你觉得你根本不可能再孝敬你的父母。
You feel that you can never esteem your parents just as the commandment is saying.
你觉得你没办法好像诫命所讲那样去尊重你的父母。
Some of you may feel that you cannot forgive your parents for whatever hurtful things they have done.
可能有些人觉得自己不能够原谅父母所做过的伤害自己的事。
Let me suggest something important for you to do.
我建议你做一啲好重要嘅事。
Sit down and write all the good things and the positive things about your parents.
坐低，写出你父母做过所有好嘅正面嘅嘢。
Then write all the negative things that you feel your parents have done.
然后写出你认为你父母做过所有负面嘅嘢。
Once you have finished writing,
当你写完所有嘅嘢嘅时候，
Then write across the page the following.
跟住就喺呢啲字句上面写低几个字。
Matthew 6:14-15.
马太福音6:14-15.
What does Matthew 6:14-15 say?
马太福音六章第十四十五节讲乜嘢呢？
It says, "If you forgive others, your heavenly Father will also forgive you."
他说你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也都会饶恕你们的过犯。
There are some who would say, I have tried to forgive my parents.
可能有些人会说我已经尝试过原谅我的父母。
But I just don't feel that I have forgiven them.
但是我都是觉得我没有原谅他们。
But let me remind you that feeling is an emotion.
但是我想提醒你，其实感受只是一种情绪来的啫。
There is nothing wrong with emotions.
有情绪不是错的。
But there is something you need to know about emotions.
但是你要对自己的情绪有所了解。
Your emotions will follow the decision of your will.
你的情绪是会取决于你的意愿的。
Your emotions will follow the act of your will.
你的情绪是会随着你的意愿而波动的。
When you practice forgiveness, sooner or later, your feeling will follow.
当你在实践饶恕的时候，或早或迟，你的感受都会随之而来。
You say, well, how do I practice forgiveness?
你可能会说，究竟我怎样实施饶恕呢？
First, you need to confess your unforgiveness to the Lord.
第一样嘢，你就是要在上帝面前为你不能够饶恕而忏悔。
Tell him honestly that you cannot bring yourself to forgive your parents.
诚实地告诉主听，你做不到让自己饶恕父母。
Then get another page and start writing all of your sins.
然后拿出另一页纸，写低晒你所有嘅罪。
And when you have two lists in your hand,
你手里面拎住两张单。
Ask yourself the question.
问自己一个问题。
Do I want barriers between me and my heavenly father?
我希望我同天父之间有阻隔吗？
Do I want my sins to stand between me and my heavenly father?
我愿意嗰啲罪拦喺我同天父中间吗？
And the answer, of course, is no.
个答案梗系唔愿意啦。
But please do not misunderstand me on this one.
但系请你喺呢度唔好误解我嘅意思。
Matthew 6:14-15 is not talking about the forgiveness of salvation.
我想话俾你听，喺马太福音第六章十四到十五节，唔系喺度讲论紧关于救恩方面嘅饶恕。
Jesus is talking about the daily forgiveness that comes from the hand of God.
耶稣只喺度讲紧嗰个从天父而嚟日常生活嘅饶恕。
I don't want you to ever forget this.
希望你唔好忘记呢一点。
Satan loves to see you in a prison of unforgiveness.
撒旦中意睇到你喺一个唔肯饶恕嘅监狱里面嘅。
Why?
点解我会咁讲呢
？Because forgiveness is your heavenly father's characteristic.
因为饶恕系天父嘅品格。
Unforgiveness is Satan's characteristic.
唔肯饶恕，则系撒旦嘅特性。
My listening friend, let me tell you something very important.
各位亲爱嘅朋友，我想话俾你听一样好重要嘅嘢。
Forgiveness must be deeply rooted in the knowledge that you are a sinner.
饶恕一定要建立喺你认识到自己系一个罪人嘅基础上面。
That you are a lawbreaker.
你要认识到自己系一个违反咗律法嘅人。
That you are a rebellious person.
你要认识到自己是一个叛逆的人。
But God forgave you.
但是上帝已经宽恕了你。
True forgiveness of your parents or anybody else must be founded upon the fact that God loved you while you were a sinner.
要真正去原谅你的父母或者任何一个人，你一定要基于这个上帝已经宽恕了你的事实之上面。所以你仲系罪人嘅时候，上帝已经爱你啦。
God loved you while you did not love him。
你唔爱上帝嘅时候，上帝都爱你啦。
God loved you while you were at enmity with God。
你同上帝为敌嘅时候，上帝已经爱紧你啦。
And that is why all true forgiveness begins and ends with understanding Jesus' forgiveness of you。
因此真正的宽恕从始到终是要理解和明白耶稣对你的宽恕。
Without a deep appreciation of the unconditional love and forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ, relationships will not hold.
对主耶稣基督无条件的爱和宽恕，如果不能够心存感激，这个关系就不会持久。
But a relationship that is built on the strong foundation of Jesus' forgiveness.
一个关系如果建立在主耶稣的宽恕这个坚固的根基上面，
will be true and lasting forgiveness.
就会是真正持久的宽恕。
You cannot forgive without that understanding.
没有对主的理解，你就不能够宽恕。
Once you have that deeply rooted in your heart,
一旦这种理解深深植入去你的心的话，
You can forgive and you will keep on forgiving.
你就能够宽恕并且不断地宽恕。
And that is my plea with you that you will take this to heart and you will act upon it.
这个是我对你的呼吁，希望你能够将它谨记在你的心里面并且付诸行动。
It will change your life.
这件事是会改变你的生命的。
It will bless you in ways you can never understand.
它甚至会用到一些你不能够理解的方式让到你蒙福。
And then write to us and tell us.
如果你愿意的话，希望你能够写信给我们联系，让我们了解你的状况。在你生命里面，可能父母真的伤你很多。但是如果当我们反思到父母亲从小去养育我们的时候，我们又愿不愿意回报呢？
母亲从小抚育我，栽种爱惜有树苗，维护照料牵我手。
各位听众朋友，靠住我们的父母，我们得以成长。但是我们今日，我们继续去向前行的时候，我们亦都要向我们的父母作出回归。如果没有我们的父母，今日又哪有我们呢？十诫那里说，我们要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这个是在新约里头写的，是第一条大应许的诫命。我们愿不愿意得着这个应许呢？在我们的家庭当中，可能曾经有过很多的伤害，但是在我们的家庭当中，可能我们是不理解父母为什么要对我们有这样的伤害。可能里面是出于爱，但是在可能在里面他们不明白怎样去表达他们的爱。所以去宽恕、去欣赏、去认罪，其实是一个家庭去维系紧密连结的一个很重要的因素。希望当孝敬父母这条诫命亦都是时常存在你的心里面，直到我们主再来的日子，爱我们的父母，每一日去慰问他们，关心他们。不止他们关心我们，我们亦都要好好去回报他们。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间，我们继续分享十诫的诫命。再会。